Welcome to Implied. This is October 5th, 2025. Glad you're here. Let's talk Palantir, because the stock's been on a roller coaster this week. So here's the headline. Palantir just won a monster $10 billion contract with the U.S. Army, biggest in the company's history. That's the kind of deal that cements them as the software backbone of U.S. defense. And Wall Street loved it at first. The stock jumped hard when that news broke over the summer. But then, last week, a leaked Army memo dropped like a bomb. It labeled the Joint Battlefield Communications System Palantir is building, alongside Anduril, as very high risk. Why? Apparently, the system has serious security vulnerabilities and deep flaws that could compromise battlefield data. The market didn't shrug it off. Shares fell more than 7% on the day that story hit. Now, Palantir fired back, saying the memo's outdated and that fixes are already in place. Anduril said something similar, but still, perception matters. Here's where it gets interesting. Despite all that, analysts are split. Bank of America actually raised its price target to around $215 a share, betting that the long-term AI and defense software trend outweighs any short-term noise. Meanwhile, skeptics at Seeking Alpha are warning that Palantir's valuation already prices in perfection, and that one bad headline like this shows how fragile that optimism can be. Oh, and one more wrinkle. Palantir's chief revenue officer and chief legal officer both sold roughly $5 million in stock recently. That doesn't mean disaster, but it's not the vote of confidence investors wanted right now. Palantir's playing in one of the hottest and most politically protected spaces in tech, AI for national security. That gives them staying power, but the risk is execution. If the Army keeps questioning their reliability, that $10 billion headline could turn into a headache instead of a victory lap. Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss a new episode. This was Implied. It's not investment advice. Until next time, cheers.